Welcome, folks. Today we're going to discuss the environmental influences on hospitality organizations. What are the learning objectives of today are understanding the concept of hospitality service demands and know various factors that affect the demand for the hospitality services. Let's first talk about demanding customers. Consumer is always demanding. Hospitality industry, consumer will always be demanding. Consumers have become more concerned about themselves. They are no-nonsense consumers, well-learned consumers. They are showing interest in social, cultural, and environmental issues of the destination. They are eager to know about what they are traveling, about the issues in the place which they are going to. They are eager to experience everything. They are well-read about the destination. And they are looking at all types of security aspects. Whether accessibility, quality of facilities, while planning the trip. Why have they become demanding? Individual preferences over the years have changed in customers. Customers have developed and become more conscious about what they're doing and where they're going and what they're experiencing. Customers have become very conscious of the environment, conscious of various cultures, have become more learned and well-read. With the advent of the internet, people have been given so many choices. I mean, the world has now become inclusive. Variety in cultures, ethnic origins, lifestyle choices have changed to people. There is also, people who spend a lot of money because they have a lot of disposable income. So spending on leisure activities such as travel and tourism helps them. I mean, it gives them the satisfaction going seeing places. They want to see places. They're more educated. They're educated people now. They're educated on different aspects. It's a more inclusive world than an exclusive world what it used to be. So consumers automatically have started becoming more demanding. Today's generation is even more worried about their health than any other generation we've seen. So they're very physically active. They have more occasions to travel. Because the kind of work which they do in today's day and age, it allows them the time and the space to travel. So there's been a phenomenal growth in terms of international and domestic travel. People want to go to places, they want to see places, they want to learn different cultures, they want to experience different environments. And they're getting smarter by the day. Information technology is giving them information, giving them reviews, giving them feedback even before they go. Places like YouTube give them videos of what they may experience. Media awareness and is very high in today's day and age. External business environment. So there are two types, micro and macro. If you look at the diagram here, when you look at the macro environment, you're looking at the political regulation. You're looking at the environmental issues. We are looking at the economic issues, the social cultural issues, the technological issues, those compromise of the larger picture of the macro environment. When you come to the micro requirements, it's basically the hotel organization, its customers, its services, its suppliers, its competitors, its intermediaries. That's your micro environment. Let's get into details of it. Excel, micro environment. It's basically internal to the organization and the surrounding area of the organization, it's an immediate influence. So you're talking about its customers, its employees, its philosophy, its suppliers, its competition, its intermediaries, who's doing the booking, who's facilitating in the sale, its distribution system. You can go on and on about it. But that's the basic structure of your micro environment when we mean by. There exists a diverse range of customers across the board. It's a broad mix of customers. We include businesses, leisure travel, non-resident diners, drinkers, student groups, wide range of basically merrymakers. Customer satisfaction and customer management is getting more difficult in the hospitality industry. And it is also the key to succeed here, because such a vast range. In a hotel, you get a business traveler, you get a leisure traveler, that needs and requirements are different. You get a student group, their needs are different. And you have to manage all these various people, ensure that one doesn't disturb the other, ensure that they are satisfied in their experience. And that is the only way to succeed. And as we've seen earlier, time grows, information flows, people change, people's needs change, people's behavior changes, their wants change, their desires change. So organization has to adapt itself to these changes. I can't be fixated and say this is the way I will only service. Whether it's a business traveler or a leisure traveler or a student group, I will not do anything else. Then if I don't change, I remain rigid, I will die. So to survive and to prosper, I have to adapt and keep adapting and keep studying. Human nature keeps changing. And a customer is a human being. Employees, again, are human beings. We are in the micro aspect of it. So when we get into employees, most hotels, barring a few, are hiring local available manpower. Now, local available manpower has its challenges and its advantages. Advantages that people won't leave you and run away to another place. Challenges are you may have to do extensive training of them. The quality in skill sets, they don't come fully trained. So that they're not fully educated, so you've got to do all that. So you're contributing to the society in which you are, but you are also benefiting the hotel by training them so that they don't run away into different places. And there is a scarcity of available quality skilled labors. We have an education in for the quality services that you want to provide. So you have to interact with your staff so that they interact with the customers. And when they interact with the customers, they give you the best impact which you can get. And try and get the level of customer satisfaction. So staff satisfaction and customer satisfaction are correlated. Suppliers, one of your influential points. You are dependent on suppliers for everything. Linen you have to buy, suppliers. Vegetables, suppliers. Meat product, suppliers. Alcohol, suppliers. Suppliers for every aspect of the hotel. Your organization is completely dependent on suppliers. So marketing functions, they come into view as input to establishing quality standards and specifications. A marketer will certainly be responsible for managing interaction with external marketing communications and marketing research agencies, which are also suppliers. So, all these suppliers you are very dependent on, even on marketing. You can't do marketing without your suppliers. Marketing intermediaries, who advise, influence and make bookings for customers, those are travel agents, your tour operators, your conference agencies, your incentive agencies, your OTAs are important in the distribution channel for the customer to the hospitality outlets. So as a marketing person, what is your responsibility? What is the goal and responsibility here? You have to maintain extremely good relationships with them. You have to build and nurture relationships. You have to make these intermediaries become your backbone. They should feel that way. You have to convert them, potential, into sale. You have to back you during tough times. They are the ones who will get you business during tough times. Competitors. Now there is direct competition available. Direct competition is from, let's say I'm a 4-star hotel. Opposite me there's another 4-star hotel. Direct competition. Similar product, similar service. Aim at the same customer group, within the same geographical region, within the same product category. So I mean, it's a direct competition. There is another indirect competition. Direct competition is also in the form of 1-star less, or 3-star could be a direct competition. A 4-star deluxe could be a direct competition. I mean, anything within any hotel within 15 to 20 minutes range of travel time is a direct competition. You have to know what they're doing all the time. You have to see what they're doing. What are they doing to attract customers? What are the rates they're selling at? If you have a similar product, a similar hotel room, similar size, similar this, only differentiating factor is your services. Your services cannot be known to a customer till the time they don't come to your hotel. So you have to be at a similar price point. Move the people there. Once they get to know, then word of mouth would get you even a more vital role. So you have to anticipate what your competitors are going to do. You have to understand their market to understand your own market. Then you have competition offering substitute products. So basically, people in today's day and age are offering you, make yourself a gourmet dish. So they'll give you a recipe, they'll give you the ingredients chopped up, and they'll tell you how to cook it. It'll satisfy your same need, you'll have to do some work for it, but it's a similar meal. So that is a kind of competition which has crept in during the pandemic time, which has increased its sale during a pandemic time. So that is one part of your constitution. And there is indirect competition. You have these competing in industries for your disposable income. I mean, a person is now sometimes in a bind, should I go for a holiday for a couple of years? Or should I not do that and buy a electronic gadget or buy a home appliance and buy, rather than going for a holiday? Or contribute to society in terms of a non-profit organization? So that is an indirect competition. Let's get to the external business environment, which is the macro environment. It's external to the organization. Most of the time, the organization has no control over it at all. There's a political, government, economic, social, cultural environment, technological factors, legal environment. Where is the control? Organization has no control over these factors, but these factors exist and they're very important factors to consider. Because being a, let's talk about political and legal factors. Now, governments are regulatory authorities. They create regulations. Mainly, their regulations are supply side rather than supply oriented rather than in demand, but they do influence demand. So, although the government's policy comes from, you know, very like-minded, I mean, we want to safeguard health and safety, we want to ensure our environmental issues, they're also very intrusive government and legal factors which come into the place. And the other difficulty which we face as hoteliers is every state has got a different regulation whatsoever. When you are planning a hotel, different states, like I said, different states have got different regulations. So, and different benefits also. There are benefits for building a hotel in certain states which will give you a benefit for doing when they're concentrating more on travel and tourism. You have to have permission for drilling, you have to get the plan passed. You have to have permission for developing any new property. Then you have to have commercial licenses, various kinds of licenses, 101 regulations there. You're opening a restaurant food license, there's police permissions, there are lots of permissions which are required. And there are lots and lots of hurdles in the way. But there are lots of benefits also. When you're opening in certain states, they'll give you subsidies to build a hotel. So then there's the question of taxation. That affects your pricing. So you have the value-added tax, which is restricted mainly now to alcoholic beverages. You have the goods and services tax, which is there on every aspect. So higher the rate, the higher the tax you pay, higher the tax you have to collect, the higher the person has to pay. Then you have excise duty also in addition to that. So there is a lot of taxation which is forced upon you. And 18% or 20%, 18% or 28% tax, which you do depending on which star category you are, in a hotel room, say, increases the burden of the customer to pay 28% more. And there's regulation. Different countries have different marketing regulations. You can't advertise for this. Alcohol in India is strictly prohibited from advertising, so you can't advertise alcohol. There are ways or means of communication. There are rules and regulations, you have to follow that. User databases are restricted in certain countries. So there is a lot of regulations, and that would depend on geographical region to geographical region. And in certain cases, within a country, would depend on state to state. Then there is economic factors, exchange rate fluctuations. Rupee has been falling for a long period of time. That has affected. We'll get into the effects of it. Certain fluctuations are helping India. Increased cost of a car, but certain don't. Exchange rates, fluctuation in various parts of the world, gives a fluctuations of the rates which a person has to pay, depending on from which economy he is coming from. So if an Indian goes abroad to the US, he's paying much more. Person coming from US to India is paying much less, provided we keep our dollar rates and Indian rates the same. So this all affects the travel demand. People then start choosing two different destinations. So if traveling to India is costing me 30% more than traveling to South Africa, I probably go to South Africa this year, come to India when the cost comes down. And as economies grows, if you're a progressive country, your demand also in tourism increases. It's actually correlated. Tourism demand always increases with potential growing economies. Because tourism is tourism. It's people coming from abroad to India. It may be a business tourist or a leisure tourist. They're tourists. So let's take this rupee movement from November 21 to April 22. Rupee moved from 74 to 78. That period. Now it has gone above 80, but it moved 4 rupees. So it was a record low at that point of time. What was the effect? It had an effect in terms of it changed the destination or changed the duration of a stay. It upsets the travel budget of a person, of families who are traveling abroad, especially Indians who are going abroad. They have to change their destination. I was going to Singapore, now Singapore is no longer affordable, but South Africa is. Because now I have to travel so far away to South Africa, because its currency is more cost effective for me. I have to cut my trip short. Don't have that much kind of time, because the traveling time also cuts in. I have to cancel or reschedule my holiday plans. Travel agents, I've been saying this for a little while, about 20% of clients traveling from India abroad. Travel agents work both ways, no? Traveling India abroad have canceled their or rescheduled their holidays abroad. I'll give you an example of a person traveling earlier was paying 1.32 lakhs, that's for $2,000. Person traveling today is paying 1.42 lakhs for $2,000. Not today, in April last year. Now it's paying much more. So that's the kind of difference it makes. It increases the travel to a package cost. So, an example, 50,000 has now become 55,000. European destination becomes 60,000. Appropriately, it keeps going up. Even the Sri Lanka, room to in Sri Lanka used to be 31,000 earlier. Now it's gone up to 33,900. So there is an increase in accommodation, staying cost. Because there is an increase in staying cost, the economies like Sri Lanka, which has been tanking, there is an increase in food cost also. The business cycle of hospitality keeps moving on. Now, you have the growth period, you have the peak, then you have a decline and you have a tough period. Again, you have a growth peak and decline and tough period. Now, these are all influenced by these various factors, diverse factors, external factors. There are opportunities which come up. There are threats, demographic changes, climate change, non-uniform health regulations in post-COVID period in context of traveling. Some countries want vaccinated, some will take you without vaccination. regulatory factors have changed. And the main important one is the mass media communication, information communication technology. Mass media communication, the way people are writing reviews and of their experiences and encountering them, people are not afraid to speak up nowadays. That creates a factor, internal factors. Geographic, emerging markets, mobility of the tourists, the new tourists coming in every aspect. Social, cultural aspect or motivational, cultural, I mean, consumer attitudes have completely changed. We have new tourists, new gen tourists also, who are more mobile, willing to explore more, willing to go into different lands. They're looking at different destinations. Their social aspect, their motivations are completely different. Their attitude is completely different. They're more demanding now. These all affect. Now, in case of developing countries like India, yeah, because we are currently moving up in the developing cycle. You know, growth in the economic growth always produces growth in tourism. We are a moderate sized tourist destination compared to the developed world. We are growing. We're growing that way. That's one aspect. The other aspect is internally, because we are a growing company, disposable income has increased. Because disposable income has increased, more people are traveling. Awareness of various aspects, social media has also increased. Some travelers take advantage of the positive change rates. Like I said earlier, instead of going to Singapore, going to US, where they'll go to South Africa, Turkey, Brazil, Mexico. Now these have become the tourist destinations for Indians to travel. So it all changes. Everything changes according to the social economic aspect. External factors influence where you travel, how you travel, how many days you travel, why you travel, what type of experience you want to see. Everywhere in the world. World is now a global, it's a global marketplace. External factors, threats. So there are threats, unforeseen threats, whatsoever. Cyclone, rains, epidemic. Yeah, we already had one, you saw what happened. Terrorist attack in Mumbai caused a flutter, people not coming. Sorry, excuse me. Riots and protests in Delhi caused a ruffle. The hospitality industry is a soft target. It's a soft target for terrorists, it's a soft target for any disruption in social life around the environment will cause a disruption in travel and hospitality. So if there are large protests across the country, it will cause people not to come. People will look at those aspects. They don't want to come into a country and get stuck because of protests. They won't come into a country and get stuck because of riots. They want to be safe. So anything which disrupts normal social life will disrupt the hospitality industry. We are a very soft target that way. So a terrorist does a shooting in a bomb blast in any part of the city, the entire city is traveling industries. So unwanted incidents always cause a ruffle in the hospitality industry. Then population characteristics changing, which influences demand for travel services. You have these nuclear families, you have double income families, increasing population of aged people. Now, double income families may travel more, nuclear families will travel in sex, and increasing age population, they don't travel that much. So you have to look at that population. The other aspect, what I've said earlier also, is education. Tourists now coming or traveling anywhere in the world, and even Indian traveling abroad, is very well educated. He is very well aware where he should eat what he should see, what he should expect, what is the culture of the place. You know, social media, Facebook, YouTube, and all these aspects have created such an awareness. Different shows are available online. They create such an awareness. And 2 years, people sitting at home during COVID, especially the first year where they had nothing new to watch in terms of content. These were the contents they were watching. So their education increased. Now, this has created also opportunities. Your segmentation has grown. Niche marketing for travel products is now you can do. So these have also created other opportunities. Thank you very much.